Hi, this is Jim Desmond from Power, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Radio Controlled Racers. I wanted to give a shout out for our first promoted race coming up. It's the Summer Heat Power Trophy Race at WFO Raceway in Maidsville, West Virginia on June 14th. And we'd really like to thank for our event sponsors, J Concepts, Radio Impound Podcast, Hobby Pro USA, Viper, Expert RC, MIP Products, Proline, and Outlaw Motorsports RC Corner. Thanks a lot, and if you're in the area, please stop by. We'd love to have you at the event.
What are you, in a wind tunnel there? Testing some new bodies out?
Just in the old Raptor here.
On your way to Starbucks?
Yep. Nice way to kill a little bit of time, you know?
So, how you been? Where were you last week?
I was in California at the race called The Duel.
Last week's show, I'm like, I don't even know what the hell he's doing out there.
I want to say that I was somebody, I was somewhere else the weekend before that.
Yeah. Thornhill? No.
I think that was the week before. Maybe it was the regionals that was the week before that.
Oh, Region 4 championships.
Yeah.
That's where Rip was very successful.
Yeah, you guys just won everything.
Yeah. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, thanks to Damon. Riker, Gattenby.
Hey, you guys just cleaned house.
Yeah, it almost seems like you haven't been on the show for a while, but actually it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Jay Filippo called me after the Reedy race, and he said he had just listened to our most recent podcast.
With you on it, or was it the one with Kirby and I last week?
I think it was the one with me on it.
Okay. Because that one with Kirby and I was just mainly all about softball. We don't know what to do when you're not around, Jason, because we don't know anything about RC today.
You're like, well, format change. We've gone easy listening.
We were going softball, wrestling, video games. And Kirby got some RC talk in there at the very end.
What's this new game that you're playing?
Watch Dogs or the Tank?
I don't know. I just thought it was all the same thing.
Oh, no, no. I've been playing Watch Dogs, which came out just recently. It's been a lot of fun. I explained it on the show last week. And then I just downloaded War Thunder, which was recommended to me by Rich Hawks. I don't know if you remember old Rich Hawks.
Yeah, I remember. Trinity guy, right?
Trinity R&D guy, yep.
Mm-hmm.
He lives out in Chicago now. And he says you got to give it a shot, so I downloaded it, and it's pretty cool. I'm running around in a tank, shooting other tanks.
So is this a PS4 game?
Yeah, but War Thunder is cross-platform, so there's PC guys in there with me, too.
Which you don't like, right?
Well, I don't play PC, but it's pretty cool that there's guys in the game online with me that are PC, PS4, you know. It's pretty cool.
I saw Alex Sturgeon post today that he works at Hobbyplex in Nebraska. He's the manager there, and he said somebody called the store and said, hey, somebody offered me to trade my Red Cat for a PS3. Is that a good deal?
Yes.
They called the hobby shop with a random question of, should I trade a Red Cat for a PS3?
What was the answer?
I don't think he put what his answer was. You know what's funny is, I think we talked about this one time on the show before, but Mayfield was telling me that in Arizona, that Red Cat has a booth in, like, sometimes in the malls, like during Christmas and everything, where they're selling the vehicles.
Right.
And when he went there once, you know, he was in the mall, he stopped by, and they were playing a video of Josh Cyril jumping his house with that Kyosho car.
What?
And they were saying that that was their car. They're like, oh yeah, that's the Red Cat car jumping the house. And everyone's like, yeah, I'll buy one.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You remember in the... Did you have this when you were a kid, like in the malls, where the guys would throw the styrofoam airplanes at each other?
Yeah.
You know, there's like two guys on each side, and they throw the airplane, and they catch it.
Well, I thought it was like you threw it, and it came back to you. I've seen that one.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was such a good sales pitch right there.
Yeah, he would whip it, and you'd be like, it'd go way out, and then come back, and you're like, oh, man, that's awesome.
You're like, man, for $20, I can do this? I bought one. I sucked.
You broke it on the first throw.
Like, this styrofoam thing. Like, what a piece of crap. And I guess for those that didn't know, you've joined the Radio Impound podcast. In session already.
It's been a new thing I've been doing with the show. Just going right into it. No more intro.
You know, that's the way of the world now. Whatever is the easiest.
Yeah, changing it up a little. That's all.
Pretty soon you'll tune in to somebody else's podcast. Check out my recommended other podcast this week. And we'll see you next week.
I might do that. That sounds like a great idea. Hey, check out this RC podcast and see you next week, guys.
It's like we pay RC Car Action to advertise in the magazine. Then they email us to get stories to put in the magazine. Like, hey, can you write a, can you write something on, you know, how to, you know, mount your body and what the effects are of short course cutouts? And you're like, yeah, no problem.
You're doing all the work.
You know? Yeah, so you write your own story for the magazine, and then they charge you for it. Pretty good deal.
Yeah, they got a good racket going there, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Fun world. So, yeah, we were just having an internet fight. People don't know we were having an internet fight on Facebook, right? Where me and Kirby had took over NBA.com's post.
Yeah, that was quite fun.
Kirby with the, why didn't he just lay the ball up with the right hand? It'd been so much easier.
That was me.
I thought it was, oh, that was you?
Yeah, I'm like, what you see in this video is he could have easily put it up with his right hand instead of switching to his left.
You know what I think is was probably, when I've seen the video of that, what I think people more so, why there was more excitement over that play than normal was because he had just scored 13 consecutive points for the team.
Right.
So I'm guessing that it was building, like, every time he scored, like, it was getting more and more exciting. So right. By the time he made that score, it was like, you know, it could have been anything and people would have been happy, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't believe how long ago that was.
Yeah.
And they keep replaying that all the time and stuff. Ugh. Yeah, so we were having good fun today on there. I was like, man, Jason must have nothing to do today. He's on here just tagging me and stuff and starting a Facebook war.
Trying to get you back. Trying to get you back.
What did I do?
You're always tagging me and stuff. Hold on, I gotta order. Can I get the Vinci, half passion tea, half lemonade, sweetened?
So that be special tea, lemonade, sweetened? Anything else for
that? That's it. Okay, well, that'd be good, sir.
You're hot.
Who's the guy?
Go!
You got your sound effects back?
Yeah, I have them.
Nice. Yeah, it's been pretty hectic the last few weeks. A lot of the race events we've had, and Nationals warm-up races, and then our Region 4 race, and back out to California for that duel, which was pretty fun. There's each driver out there only got one practice run per car, and the whole track was brand new, never been run on before. And you run the whole day on Saturday, racing heads up, like a Reedy race format. This is just an 8 scale.
Mm.
And then Sunday, a whole new track again, about 10 minutes down the road, one practice run each car, and they race all day.
We talking about practice.
There he is. I've been missing Iverson.
A lot of people have. They've been messaging me, like, what's up? Where's the practice at?
Yeah.
I thought it was getting annoying, but apparently not.
Yeah, apparently you can never get annoying with that.
Yeah, so it seems like you've been doing a lot of traveling. My gosh. Every time I turn around, you're somewhere else, so. May was a busy month.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's just all these events, you know, and these, you know, nobody really knows where all the races are and what the dates are and all that type of stuff. So people just schedule this stuff, you know, and, you know, we're trying our best to attend the things that we want to attend that are important. And then obviously we support our events. And then we hit the big ones that we think are important to be at. And we're also trying to help Brian out, you know, doing some testing or whatever to build up to a bigger race. So.
Yeah, I don't know what races are up and coming because when I go to my liverc.com, it's a 2012 schedule. Oh! Sorry about that, guys. You know
you
I
got him.
You don't go to the AMS race, huh?
Yeah, I decided not to go to the AMS because I was just out in California. I needed to catch up on some work. And I actually stayed an extra day in California that I didn't intend on just because of some flight situations. And then, so it would have meant that exactly when I would have got home, I would have had to basically go right, leave straight just for AMS. So it was kind of nice. It's been nice to be home this week so I can, you know, get the work done that I wanted to do. And start on some new stuff.
Yeah, obviously you're really busy today.
Yeah, all over Facebook. A lot of work-related content on there. So what do you think? The NBA Finals are starting tonight?
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, what's your prediction here?
I would like to see it end in four. But that series is going seven. And Spurs in seven.
Okay.
Because Spurs have home court, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to end in seven. I don't think they're going to let this one slip by, man. And Tim Duncan, he never talks trash. And did you hear his comments? He said, we're not going to let this one slip by.
Yeah, he kind of said, we're going to get it done this time. You know, they changed the format this year, so it's two games in San Antonio, two games in Miami, and then 1-1-1. You know how the finals used to be 2-3-2? So now it's 2-2-1-1-1. Actually, I really want to go to Game 3 in Miami pretty bad just to go to the finals.
That'd be cool.
It's almost a 4-hour drive each way to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of want to go just to go to one of the games.
Take the J Concepts limo down there and lay some bucks down and get in.
Did I tell you about when I went to the Lakers and Magic NBA final game?
I don't believe you did.
I went to Game 3 with Allison, whenever that was, okay. 2009 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we paid pretty good money for our tickets. And we're sitting there, you know, watching the starting lineups and the game's about to start. And some guy just, like, comes in and sits right down next to me. And he starts telling me how he just scalped that ticket off the street. And he paid, like, $80 for it or something. And I was like, you know, our tickets were, like, several hundred dollars. And some dude just comes and sits right next to me. Yeah, I picked this up on the street for $80.
Dope!
Somehow I don't think you're going to get in the Miami Heat game in the finals for $80. My friend Kenny was looking up ticket prices for the game last night. For courtside tickets to the game, $15,000 for a courtside ticket.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Could you imagine if you bought those and you were like an insane fan of the one team and then you lost? You know, you got like you and the family in there into the game and it's like $45,000 later, you're just like, we lost. Even worse, you get blown out.
Go!
Spurs start the game on like a 20-0 run.
Yeah, it's over by halftime.
Yeah. You're like, well, what else is going on tonight? Just flush that $45,000 down the toilet.
I guess there's people out there, though, that wouldn't even affect them, I guess.
Now, if you're buying that kind of ticket, it's just like, you already know.
Yeah, so I'm excited for tonight.
This will be the first game you watched all season, right?
Pretty much. I can't even remember if Kobe played this year or not. It's been so long. Like, it's just, it seems like he didn't even play. I don't think he did.
I feel like it's been 5 years since he played.
Yeah, it really does. And just the whole mess that they have going on, I just had no interest in. I'm just so upset. Like, just, God, what are they doing? And we still don't have a coach.
No.
It's just. And then you have Mitch Kupchak yesterday. Oh, we had a great workout with the draft. I'm like, oh, God. I sent you the text on.
They had some guy work out that jumped 46 inches, vertical leap.
Wow. Exciting.
He's got that going for him.
Which is nice.
I want to say I looked up, like, highest vertical leaps in NBA history, and it's something like, I want to say, like, 48 or 49 inches is, like, the highest vertical leap. Something, or maybe something like that.
Was that Spud Webb?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. It might be your favorite guy. I'll have to bing that while we're talking.
He should have taken Kobe Bryant's stance. I'm not going to take charges. James misses the jam.
Is that your throwback Thursday? Back to when Kobe was in the league. Okay. First, I got to charge my phone. But anyway, when we're go back into RC here a little bit, at that dual race, you know, all eight scale buggies. The first race was at Curlsline has a track in there in the parking lot next to their building. So the first race was at the Curlsline track in Banning, California, and then the second day was at the Thunder Alley, which they've had the two Roar Nationals before. And that was out in Beaumont, which is basically 10 minutes apart. Maybe a little more. But, yeah, good race. Mayfield didn't do as well as he wanted. The way the heats were set up were kind of weird. And him and Ty Tessman had a lot of races together, so they were they're really battling hard and chuggy. I posted some videos on Facebook. You know, tried to keep some updates going. But, I see that Kaepernick got a big deal, huh?
Yeah. I think they said that he structured it, though, in a way that they can re-sign some wide receivers, though. So, he was willing to take, I forget how it goes. I saw Adam Schefter tweeted something out about it. And you really didn't hear about it too much on ESPN. You didn't hear, like, how, you just heard the numbers, like he was getting the biggest guaranteed money at 60-some million. But you didn't really hear about him structuring it in a way where they can re-sign Crabtree and so forth, which I thought was pretty cool. He thought about that, you know? Yeah. I'm trying to find it here as we talk. But.
Yeah, he didn't go for the Kobe Bryant deal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right, dude. They were talking about that today. The Kobe Bryant. Lifetime achievement payment, they're calling it.
Yeah, that's BS.
Yeah, it is. It killed us, huh?
You know, the truth of how that stuff really works is the guys that suck are overpaid. The guys that are really good are somewhat underpaid. And the very good role players probably don't make as much money as they need to. And then when you're done and you're washed up, they just forget about you. Okay, we're ready to move on.
Weapon for the Niners, cause that's the name. At Candlestick, while I'm watching that game. When we're out town, hopping on planes. Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame. Wearing number 7, like Colin Kaepernick. Talking Super Bowl wins, he's bringing them back.
It's Kirby's favorite song.
Tell you what, that guy's got some pressure on him now, though, because he hasn't delivered the big game yet at the end.
He's only 2 years in, though.
it's only 2 years?
I think it is.
I've got some time.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Are you kidding me? I can't believe it's 3 more hours till the NBA Finals tips off. Yeah, I can go back to work. You know, I don't really, you know, people have asked me what I thought, and I tell them that I believe that if I was to put money on it, I would bet on the Spurs. But I'd like to see Miami win it again.
If Miami wins it again, it'd be kind of cool to see them go for number 4. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
I remember when the Lakers were going for it, and man, that was exciting, trying to get number 4. But unfortunately, they had all that turmoil on the team and screwed everything up.
Well, they never got 3 in a row.
Lakers?
Yeah, I don't think they ever got 3 in a row.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yeah, we had 3 in a row, and then we went up against Detroit and lost.
I thought that was 2 in a row, and then they lost to Detroit.
Don't you remember Kobe holding up the 3?
Oh, that Lakers team. I was thinking about the Kareem, or the Magic Kareem years. Yeah, the Lakers did do 3 in a row in that span, and they were going for 4, and they kind of got their butt kicked by Detroit.
Yeah, we had all that crap going on, though, too. Remember, like Shaq and Kobe fighting? And
yeah, that was when Kobe came off the rape thing, and then they were fighting. I think Ernie was a Lakers fan back then.
Yeah, he was living in California, and he sent me some Lakers gear when he was out there that he got from the arena.
Good.
That was a hell of a time in RC when Ernie went out to California and was at Losi. And
well, I was just talking with him about that with him at that hobby show I was at. And he's like, the first day of work, he went in and he had a suit on. And everybody else is in like shorts and flip-flops. He's like looking around and people are like, who the hell is this guy?
But I remember when I went down, when Ernie went to Losi and, you know, part owner, and I was like, man, how can I get out to California now? I want to get out there and work. Get me out of Jersey, please.
It probably would have happened if he would have stayed part owner for more than a year.
Yeah, that was the first thing that went through my mind when he told us. I was like, oh, I want to get to Cali. Now I want to get to Florida, but I have no help.
Yeah, that's true. You got to get over here. That's where all the real stuff happens.
So, RC, give me something, Jason, because I've been away.
Well, we, you know, like we said, I just got back from that dual race. Before that was the regionals where at Space Coast, Damon was able to clean up over there in the mod classes. We talked about that. And then AMS is going on right now in Alabama. Huge entry count right now.
Yeah, what are they at?
I want to say it was like 570-something entries.
Damn. Good job, guys. Who runs the show there?
Chris Cassidy is who's running the race now. You know, it was started by some other individuals, but they kind of got out of it. So he picked it up and been going okay last 2 years. So, you know, Paul said the track's still kind of loose there. People are kind of needing traction and trying to figure out their cars, and track hasn't really come in very well yet. So guys are kind of waiting for the track to come in, and Damon's there running E-Buggy and E-Truggy. We got Peyton McDonald actually traveled with our guys up there, and he's doing some racing, running some E-Buggy. And
breaking news coming into the Radio Impound podcast as we speak via Tyler Weaver at the AMS.
The power's out.
Power outage. Hope everybody's all right and nobody's panicking and screaming and, you know, hope there's nothing going on there, guys.
The hotel's about 8 minutes away, so you can jet over there and get away from it all. So anyway, that's a big race. Very, very big turnout. Pretty excited about that for them. So we'll see how it pans out. Then we have, 2 weeks later, we have the Roar Nationals for 8 scale. And that's kind of going to be a really interesting situation. It's a cool track, really big, wide open. At least it was at the warm-up. And I think we're going to see some really good racing there. I'm really excited. It's just going to be interesting. That's all I'll say. You know, based on what I saw at the warm-up, it's going to be really brutal. It's really fun just seeing the guys run on that track because you can run so much faster and so much more into the throttle than a lot of these other tracks. I mean, that Alabama track, I saw some video, and you're not really going that fast in there because they put so many obstacles on the track and, you know, bumps and bumps in the turns and little holes and you're not really going super, super fast. But that track in Texas outdoors and it's like unlimited space, guys are going to be hammered down.
Any top secret items you bring into the track to the Nationals?
Yeah, I think we're going to bring a new tire out there for Buggy. Going to bring a new some new inserts out. So pretty excited.
So is this stuff that you gathered from the warm-up race and then you came home, went to the drawing board quick?
Some of it, yeah.
Cool. I like it.
So did you see any new things online that had piqued your interest for new releases or any stories that you saw?
It's been kind of hellish for me here. I haven't even really checked anything, to be honest with you. I've been kind of... I said in a past episode, I said it was the toughest 2 weeks I faced. It's probably been the toughest month I've ever been involved in.
Yeah.
I found something interesting, though, on Wednesday.
Okay.
And it was definitely a click for me. And then I thought about you and your tire situation also, but I guess it's a little different. But Team Orion takes legal action against competing LiPo battery manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Over the carbon fiber look.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I actually have... I've actually spoke to that guy before. Well, not the guy that I think was involved with getting that. They did some world, I think, protection on that design of that carbon fiber look of the case. Mm-hmm. And some certain plugs. There's some certain parts to the plug design or something that are unique. And you know what? They went through and they did it and they got some design protection on it. And I think, yeah, they should be able to get the other ones out there. And I mean, come on, like, what's the big difference about? Why can't they just make a black battery box, you know?
I didn't know you could do that, though, like, because I like the carbon fiber look.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I think Kirby and I were on Ernie's case. Like, we're like, hey, Ernie, come on, man. Do you like a carbon fiber look, man?
Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't realize we would have gotten in trouble over that because I do like how it looks. And what was funny, though, was last week somebody, I think might have been a person in B5 Nation, the Facebook page, posted a picture of their B5 and they had Trinity batteries in there, the orange batteries, but he was putting carbon fiber look to it to cover up the orange. we were just having fun with that. We were trying to tag Ernie in it.
Like, look, I told you they should cover him up.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting how Orion took action against that. It just made me think about you and the tire situation that you guys are always in.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said it's tough to do anything about it, and probably not even worth your time, but...
Yeah, there's some stuff that, you know, it'd be nice to see.
So am I missing any J Concept products in here that I should be mentioning? Like, any exciting new stuff? I see you came out with a new 22 body.
Yeah, we got the new 22 2.0. Got a silencer body for it. And I'm really excited, actually, the way that one came out. I actually really, really like that one.
Are you going to do a YouTube video on that, like your other ones?
Yeah, we will.
Make sure you have a mic on you. So I can hear you.
Yeah, we got some... couple tire videos we got to do. We're going to get back on our video game. We kind of haven't been as on that this past year as we have in the past, just because of been using a lot of our resources to work on the website. So
cool. Yeah, we were taking bets last week on the show on when that website will launch.
So. Oh man, mm-hmm. it's been a project.
We were hoping there was going to be a tech talk forum in there. Remember the old tech talk days?
Oh gosh, it was out of control.
Didn't you love that though?
It definitely, I think it started something, that's for sure.
Boy, it was really out of control when I got the when I became a moderator. Oh. ban, delete, ban.
You were just whacking everybody, huh?
I don't like what you just said about Trinity. Delete, ban.
What they need to do is start Trinity Tech Talk Facebook page. And they make it look exactly like the old Tech Talk looked. You know, like make a banner at the top that looked like the old Tech Talk. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it would take off. You know, you type right in there, just like, you know, no holds barred. Like, I don't remember the last time I went to Trinity's website. Like, if you don't hear about it on Facebook or social media, then you, like, you know, doesn't even matter. Yeah, so anyway. 2 weeks, we got the Roar Nats for 8 scale. Going to be a good race. Excited to get out there. And then July, we're going to head out to A-Main Hobbies for our Summer Indoor Nationals. And then the week after, Allison and I are going to go to Sweden for the European Championships. So we're actually this year we're the control tire for the Euros. So we're going to go out there and, you know, be a part of the race and have some fun.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, something a little different. Get us out of the country. Allison wanted to take a vacation, so I was taking her to Sweden. It's pretty nice of me. It just happens to be an RC race, but...
You're probably like, Allison, we're going to Sweden for vacation. Because there's an RC race there.
Right, but we're going to the Euros also.
Go!
They've been posting photos if you want to see what the European Championships track is like. Let me bring up that page here. Let's see. Well, of course, you can go to the J Concepts Facebook page, but we're talking about that. Check out the bodies. I'm kind of sidetracking here, but I made that post on B5 Nation today about, you know, hey, congrats, guys. We got, like, almost 2,500 members. Just remember, no sales. And you're in there with Matt Mosier trying to... what was Matt saying that he's going to sell?
A treadmill.
Yeah, a treadmill. And then everybody's, like, playing along with it now. Like, oh, you know, how much space is there so I can figure out how many shirts I can hang on it.
I'm like, how fast does it go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. This guy's like, how much does it weigh with titanium screws? And then this guy's like, treadmill temperatures after 5 minutes, ? Is X Factory planning a stationary bike conversion for the treadmills yet? Matt, how many hangers with clothes on them can I get on the handle? This guy, does the treadmill have pucks and a system and a carbon fiber frame? Are the bearings ceramic? Does it use hex or pin drive? I think I'm going to go back and edit this and says no direct sales except J Concepts. Let me find this page for the European, because they're building the track in a hockey rink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the actual warm-up race is this weekend. It's called the Nordic Champs.
Huh.
It's the name of the page on Facebook is 1/10 EP Buggy Euros 2014 Trelleborg. That must be the name. That must be the town, the city. Uh-huh. So perfect with real RC racing at a tiny RC class. I don't know what that means.
Tiny
anyway,
RC
they put
class?
This. What's that?
Tiny RC class.
Yeah, somebody posted that.
Huh.
Yeah, they put the dirt right inside on the hockey arena. And I was actually, one day I was asking somebody, I'm like, hey, do you know how big a hockey arena is? I want to know approximately how big this track is.
Hmm.
You know, it looks like a pretty conventional layout. Nothing crazy. It looks like something maybe we'd race on at, like, Motorama.
Okay.
It's got a nice back straightaway, a little double, little horseshoe turn, come around to a triple, or it could be a, I guess I'm not really knowing exactly what direction they're going, but depending on which way you go, it could be a triple or a double single. But then another little double, another double, a little elevated turn. Should be fast. I'm guessing this is probably an 18-19 second lap range track. So yeah, you can check that out. That the warm-ups happen this weekend, and then the actual Euros itself will be in July. So that'll be kind of fun. Haven't been over there for a race in a while. And
this is on your Facebook page, J Concepts?
I haven't shared it on the J Concepts page yet, but
oh, okay.
If you just type in the name of that event, then you'll kind of.
Man, I got some exciting news that came through in an email just now for the Radio Impound podcast.
Okay.
This is from Shalanda Byers. And Shalanda apparently wants to invest $2 million into our show. All I have to do is contact them with all my personal information.
Wow.
$2 million. Somebody wants to invest into the Radio Impound podcast. I can't wait to get back to them.
That's, I mean, all it needs is a little cash influx.
Yeah.
What you should do is respond and say, hey, give me your number. I'll give you a shout.
I don't want to mess around. I want to give them my information right away. I don't want to lose out on this opportunity.
It is. I mean, it's. Oh.
Hey, Jazzy. What you doing, Jazzy?
She wants to play with her toys.
Oh. Well, let her play with the toys there, Jason.
All right.
What do you mean?
I'll get in a better position so I can do everything here at once.
Well, there you go, fans. Radio Impound Podcast will be around for a long time because I'm about to get $2 million invested into the show.
I mean, is there any guarantee that you'll, after you get the $2 million, that you'll continue doing the show?
Of course not.
I mean, you're not going to run out to California and, become like a gigolo out there or something, are you?
I'm coming down to Florida, man, as soon as I get the money.
Oh, Florida. I was trying to steer you away from Florida.
Oh!
You have to be a Magic fan if you're in Florida.
I'm coming down there to hang out. When you pull in the driveway, you'll see me there, and you'll be like, what are we doing today, Jason?
What you need to do is let's make this a Facebook post on the Rip. Say, hey, somebody just invested $2 million into the Rip Show. What would you do if you got $2 million?
Ooh.
And, of course, your personal response could be with one of your 100 screen names. Be, I would buy a geo tracker.
What you playing there with, Jazzy? Something from your bark box?
It is. She got this. Yeah. She got this squeak toy that looks like a carrot from the bark box, and now it's like, you know, it's one of her 50 toys.
I was telling Allison that on the post there that my dog has a bark box also. Got it as a gift.
Does your dog know when it comes in?
Well, when I throw it down in front of them, that's about it.
They're like, whoa, there it is.
Yeah, their tail goes nuts. And
these people got it figured out, don't they?
Yeah, they do, because they have everything with this boxes once a month deal.
Yep.
They have something I was going to tell Allison about. Is it Nature Box or something? You get granola bars in there.
For the dog?
Once a month. No, for yourself.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, like, let me Google it quick. It's something like you get a different different brand or something. I heard it on ESPN radio.
Can you buy a snack box for yourself?
Well, that's what I think it is. Like a snack box, but it's all healthy stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she'd probably like that. I'd like it.
Yeah, naturebox.com.
Naturebox.com.
Yeah, delicious gourmet snacks delivered to your home or office.
There you go. You know what I did? Have you seen the Facebook ad on that they run for the Trunk Club, they call it? Where they send you a bunch of clothes and you try them on. And then you tell them you tell them if you like them or not. And then you ship them right back if you don't like them.
No, I did not see this.
Yeah, I signed up for that. I'm on my, I got one Trunk Club box in. Thing is huge. Like, and they put all kinds of clothes in the thing. I think Allison added it up. It was something like over $2,000 worth of clothes in this box. And the stuff was expensive.
Now, what's the Facebook page called?
Trunk Club. T-R-U-N-K Club. Trunk Club.
There it is. Out of Chicago.
Yeah. So I got that just for fun. I want to see how it worked. Because you don't really have to buy anything, and there's no, like, membership fees. So I signed up, and they sent me the trunk, and I tried everything on, and I didn't like anything. Allison didn't like anything. So I sent the whole thing back, and they asked me what I didn't like about each item. They had a picture of each item, and it says like or dislike, you know, then there's a little box for notes that says why you didn't like it. And if you fill it all out, they'll just send you another box. So I got another one with all new clothes again.
Now, how much is this a month?
Nothing.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. It's just if you decide
if you like it.
If you like it, then you have to buy the individual pieces. So if you say, hey, I like these four shirts, then they charge you for those four shirts and you send everything else back.
A better way for guys to get great clothes, visit trunkclub.com.
It's funny when I was reading posts in there, and it's just because, you know, there's all these guys in there, of course, that think they're, you know, badasses and the coolest. They're like, you give me $200, I'll show you how to dress, and I don't need no stylist telling me what to wear. And, you know, anybody that buys one of these boxes is a total geek and doesn't know how to dress. And, you know, it's so funny to listen to all these know-it-all. I just did it just to see how it worked because I'm like, you know, you never know if this will ever hit the RC business.
So, very true. J Concepts box where, you know,
That's right, baby.
That's an interesting idea. If they like what's in that box, and then you pay for it.
Yep. So, I sent my second box back, didn't take anything out of there, and they also hook you up with a personal stylist that selects these clothes for you. And they email you and, you know, say, hey, we sent out your box, looking forward to you getting it, and then, you know, respond, let us know what you think. And, you know, it works pretty well. They send you a shipping label with it, so when you ship it all back, you don't have to pay for the shipping. But the downside of the whole thing is everything's really expensive. So, like, if you're going to go, you know, if you're going to buy these shirts, they're sending you stuff that's like, you know, $150 shirt. And but you can tell them if you don't like it, and one of the reasons is cost, then they'll send you less expensive stuff. But, you know, I don't think they have like a $15 shirt, but, you know, they get into the probably the $20 and $30 range. But, yeah, the first box they sent you, it had, there's two pairs of shoes in there. Things were like $300 a pair.
Wow. So that's interesting. That might be something that, who knows? It might make it in the RC market.
Well, yeah, it's all about this. It's all about convenience. We talked about it. We talked about it earlier. Whatever's the easiest. These guys.
Like you go to jrowbox.com and then you select your style of racing. Mm-hmm. You know, what you like to race or what kind of track you race at. And then when you come out with new stuff or something you think they'll like, it shows up at their doorstep and they get to keep what they want. I don't know.
They're like, my box didn't have any dirt webs in it. What the heck?
Go!
It's like, what's up with all these scalpel bodies?
Trying to push scalpel. Go!
We know you want a 72 Chevy. What's up? Oh. These dogs never get tired of playing with these toys either. They'll do this all night. Yeah, so we've had a good little run of events and got a bunch of new bodies that we just released. You know, we just talked about that 22 Silencer. We got the Serpent out. We got a Yokomo body, which we've only had one other Yokomo body, and this is our second one. I don't know, just trying to give it a shot and see if any of their customers want to support it. And we got a whole new long list of bodies we're working on at the moment. We got race stuff, bashing stuff. Paul's finishing a Kyosho RB6 silencer body right now. Photos should be coming out for that, maybe late next week. Of course, we got our tire and wheel stuff kicking. Dirt Tech inserts are doing good at these races, and those have been picking up. Got our 8-scale Dirt Tech insert we're testing along with a Truggy one. So we have been busy.
I made a post today on Radio Impound about, I got a lot of requests, like emails and stuff, say, hey, can you mention this on the show? You know, we got this race coming up, whatever. You know, I don't mind doing any of that, but I usually forget. So I made a post today that says, you have a race you want to promote or just a shout out to your local track, you can call our voicemail line. And our voicemail line is 424-274-2718. And you have about 3 minutes to give us all the info on your track or upcoming race. Record that voicemail and I'll put it on the podcast.
Yeah, so I need to call up. I'm going to call up.
I think that's the easiest way for me to handle some of this stuff because I get a lot of requests and I get on the show here and I totally forget. I hang up with you and I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot to mention about this race or whatever. So all tracks are welcome to call that, hobby shops, whatever. You can say whatever you want. I don't care. Hey, visit my hobby shop at this place, location, whatever. Here's our Facebook page, website. Promote all you want, and I'll put it on the show. Just to help you guys out. Free of charge.
I think it's a great idea. Testing some... We got our sample of our production titanium front axles in for the B5. So those are going, and samples look great. For the past several months, we've been testing out having our own bearing kits to sell. So we're getting closer with that. Everything's working really well. I'm pretty happy with the way things are working. So got a lot of stuff in the works.
When can we expect those?
I'd say in July.
Okay.
Pretty quickly.
I saw on Facebook somebody was complaining that J.R. Mitch had a steering rack of a steering rack for his 22 that's not available yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, somebody in there brought up a great point, like, hey, these guys need to test this stuff before they mass produce it.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting that somebody would complain to him about it with him being on the team, and he's kind of in a development position with all of us, all of the sponsors, where they send him things and say, hey, go run it and do you like it, you know? The idea is you put it on your car and you want to get their input as, hey, did you like the assembly process? Did it go together well? Did you break anything when you drove it? Did the performance increase? And then, you know, you answer all those questions and pretty soon you're like, yeah, everything's working well with this new product and let's go ahead and get it out to market. And then pretty soon it's available and then people have more confidence in that product. Kind of the way it works. I mean, can't really blame the manufacturer for trying to get some key items in their driver's hands to get some good feedback on. It's funny, while we were gone, I had Paul go to the track and do some testing for us with some new products. And, you know, he posted a photo of his car on Facebook. He's like, you know, hey, I moved my office for the day. I'm not at the track testing. Everybody thinks he's testing car stuff. You know, it's like, oh, Paul's going to try this new setup or this or that. And you're like, he's out there for J Concepts. You know, he's not trying, like, setups on his Associate car. He's trying, you know, parts for us. It's like, look, this RC racing is, in a lot of things, it's all about being a great driver. You know, you can have all these parts and things that you want in the world, but if you don't master your driving, you know, a steering rack's not going to do anything for you. So, you know, the best thing to do is to, while you're waiting for this to come out, is to go run about 300 battery packs and, you know, work on the driving. So that's what's ultimately going to make the difference. So yeah, hopefully we have some good news when Paul and those guys this weekend at the AMS.
Oh, LiveRC.com just posted severe weather. It's working its way through Alabama. 60-mile-per-hour winds. The complete power has been lost. The live broadcast and races will resume once power is restored.
Sounds like it's time to hit the hotel.
Listen, go back to the hotel and listen to the Radio Impound podcast.
Yep. I know once when we were, one thing we hadn't dipped into too much was Reedy Race for On-Road.
Yeah, we were talking about it last week on the show, and we said that you predicted correctly, didn't you?
Yeah, Volker.
Volker?
Taking everybody down.
God damn. Good prediction there.
Yeah, it just seems like when you're hot, as a racer, and you have so much confidence to run at the top that it seems like more often than not you're battling for it.
Well, Kirby was saying, what's making this guy so good, man? Because even like Shred RC said something like on-road races are all going to be named the Volker or whatever. How's this guy so dominant?
Well, I don't really know. But, you know, obviously the guy is a great driver. You can't get in that position without being a super talent. But he's got a pretty great package going from Yokomo at the moment. I think Yokomo's doing all the they're sending in a mechanic for him at all these races, and they have like his cars are just always dialed, getting great power support, I think, from LRP. And you look at his lap times from the Reedy race, and he's the fastest guy. So but I do want to point out that Ryan Cavallari beat him in one of the races.
Hmm.
So considering, you know, I was talking to Ryan about it over the weekend. I asked him about that race, and he's like, yeah, he goes, we kind of went back and forth. And he's like, he had some problems, and he had to try to catch back up to me, and he's like, he just couldn't catch up to me in time. He's like, I ran my best run of the weekend. I was down in the 11-second lap range, and he said he couldn't catch me, but he won the overall. So, but if you look at Volker's lap times in that race, he was faster than Cavallari, but obviously just didn't have as clean of a run. But, I mean, you look at his times, and I think he got down to 11.6 or something, 11.6, 11.7. It was rare for other guys to run an 11.9. And, you know, he's down and running 11.6s and 7s. I mean, if you're 3 or 4 tenths faster than somebody in on-road, you're destroying him, especially on a small track. And, you know, my experience is when your car is really good and you got a lot of confidence, you can bury people. Because people start getting intimidated, too. They start seeing the pace you can run at, and, you know, they start, you know, questioning whether they can keep that pace. And then when they get up against you and they know they're running their best and you're just pulling away, that's a tough time for a racer. You know, it's like, I mean, I've had this happen both ways. I've, as a racer, being in the, you know, being in the CQ. Hold on, Jazzy's freaking out. Come on. Come on, attack dog. Come on. Trained attack dog.
Jazzy could be on the show anytime she wants.
Yeah, Jazzy, you're on the show anytime you want. Hey. Yeah, so, you know, as a racer, I've been, you know, you TQ some races, and, you know, the guy that's second qualifier obviously is normally the guy you're worried about the most, unless there's, you know, some crashes in qualifying, put the faster guy towards the back. But, you know, there's been races where you're TQ and you get a good start, and you just start pulling away from everybody, and you're like, all right, I got this, no problem. I'm in my comfort zone, I'm pulling away. And then I've had races where you come out in second behind a guy, and you're like, oh, yeah, right behind him. I'm right where I want to be. And all of a sudden, he's just walking away from you, and you're going, You're like, this isn't working out exactly how I was thinking. And then you start pushing it. You're like, oh, this guy's pulling away from me. I gotta get a little, you know, I got to get on it a little more here and try to tighten up here and there. And then you start making little mistakes, and then you start falling further behind, and pretty soon you're battling for third or fourth and not just, you know, first or second. So it's a slippery slope.
Well, I was rooting for Paul Lemieux, our good friend of the show, Paul Lemieux.
Yeah, I'm always rooting for him, too. I like his driving and good attitude. And, TeamGravityRC.com.
Hey, what's with this small Paul?
Yeah, somebody made that Facebook page, and it's supposed to be the miniature version of Paul Lemieux.
It's funny, man. Somebody invited me last week over it, and I'm like, I didn't know about it. So I got the invite, checked it out. I'm like, this is hilarious.
Big week for Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is first player to have tattoos featured in Madden 15.
Really? First player?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, they just released screenshots of Madden 15 and has Colin Kaepernick in it. I tagged Kirby in it earlier today. And for the new generation systems, it looks amazing. The close-ups look amazing, at least. I want to see actual gameplay, though.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like Colin Kaepernick. So I can't wait for that game. That game comes out in August, usually.
When does the NFL season start? Is that like September? No.
First week of September, I believe.
Those guys got a maid, man. Their vacation is like. So they play September, October, November, December, January. So that's 6 months. 6 months on, 6 months off.
Yep.
Wow. Not a bad little deal.
All right. So where are we at? You're probably eating dinner by now.
Yeah, we're ready to wrap it up over here. But I'll be available again next week. We'll do another show, talk about a little more about the Nationals. Maybe we can get on a new guest. What's the score going to be tonight? What's the margin of victory?
I say by 7. Spurs win by 7.
Wow, good. So it's a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. Both teams are rested, and it's going to be a good game. What'd you say for the series? Miami and what?
I say Miami in 6.
Okay, Miami in 6, I'm going 7.
But that means, let's see, that means they have to win one of the first two. They have to win both of their home games. They're going to lose on the road in San Antonio, and then they win it in game 6 in Miami. That's basically the only way they can win it, right? Obviously, there's a ton of combinations if you're winning on the road, but yeah, I don't expect them to be able to win very easily in San Antonio. But in order for them to win it, they have to win.
They have to get one.
They have to get one.
It's not a series until you win one on their home court.
Yep. Maybe that'll happen tonight. I'm not interested to see how LeBron and Wade respond to this challenge of this series because they're starting to get annoyed because, you know, the Tim Duncan dropping the little, you know, we'll get it done this time. And then people kind of refer to them last year as getting lucky in that game 6, which annoys them because they say, look, you know, Ray hit a big shot to, you know, tie the game, and you're saying that we got lucky, but, you know, in game 1 of that series, Tony Parker hit a very difficult shot to win one game also. So
very true.
He's like, you know, so they make a good shot to win a game that's not lucky, but ours is lucky. So they're kind of pissed off about that.
Yeah. Well, and, it's going to be an interesting night.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see if LeBron can bring it. He's kind of known for easing into these things as the pressure kind of builds on him, the media pound on him, but having a Jordan or a Kobe kind of game. But he's got to bring it. These guys got to bring it in the first two games. They can't afford to go down 0-2.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go out and get some food for tonight and head on out of here. Check us out on facebook.com/radioimpound. Email us with any questions at radioimpound@gmail.com. Get some questions in for next week's show. And now that I should have some more time here, I'll be spending more time on her page. And I didn't even post for this week, hey, any questions or whatever. Just been really busy and basically been flying in the house and then, hey, Jason, ready to record? So that's it. Some friends, Jim Desmond, check out his Facebook page. especially if you live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia. It's POWRCR, his Facebook page. Check that out, like it, and then you'll be up to date on all the racetracks around the area. WFO Raceway has a race next weekend that Radio Impound is sponsoring. Check out WFO Raceway on Facebook. Actually, Jay Concepts is a sponsor of that race also.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for all you guys running our decals out there. People are posting them on our webpage. I appreciate it. And pretty cool. Damon, Riker, Will Britton, Dan Witkowski, thank you very much for liking the show and buying a new stereo system and listening to the Kinwald edition a few days ago.
I saw that too. That was cool.
Yeah, I checked the stats last week, and we still have people downloading those shows and loving it. So that tells me we have new listeners out there. JayConcepts.com, check them out and wait for the new website. JayConcepts.net. I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's right.
See you next week.
See you guys.